Welcome back to the Rosie on the House show. Today we have home energy experts from Rias in studio ready to take your questions. We're covering common mistakes Arizona homeowners make that cost them money. Call with your questions right now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
You're welcome to call. We'll get to your question as best we can, but I'm pretty much hogging all the time trying to drain everything that's in Todd Russo's head out of his mouth over the intercom, the microphone, so you people can get educated, you homeowners can get educated, and quit making mistakes and quit chasing the wrong solution to a problem you don't understand. And we were talking a little bit earlier.
You were going to answer a question from a caller.
And did I not?
No.
I kind of went around it.
And actually, it was a customer of Rias who was so happy with the results and the explanation that he got that he wanted Todd to share that on air. And it's the difference between
ductless leakage and airflow.
Oh, I did say we'd come back to that.
This was the client that had a couple audits on their house.
Right. This, we've been talking for an hour and a half now what people do wrong.
Right.
Now I want everybody to sit down. I want you to get a pen and paper out. And I want you to take notes. What we're about ready to in the last half hour of the show is going to save you a ton of money, aggravation, frustration, and it's going to increase the comfort at your house.
Okay.
This is a win-win, win-win-win.
Per your request, we've got to do a little bit of a physics class here.
Yes, we do.
Okay, so an air conditioning system is sized. We talk about them being oversized all the time. But let's say you have a 4-ton. A 4-ton is 12,000 BTUs per ton, is 48,000 BTUs. It's just a measurement of how much cooling it delivers. That's what a ton is, right? Well, the way they determine how much cooling an air conditioning system is a formula, okay? It's a constant, which is 4.5 times enthalpy, which enthalpy is the measurement of how well an air conditioning system removes heat and removes moisture, right? So it's determining how well that equipment's removing heat and removing moisture. And then you multiply it by the airflow of the air conditioning unit, right?
Okay.
So what happens is when your airflow is not correct, right? If you have a 5-ton air conditioning unit and they didn't put the right size ductwork in, which if you go into just about any home built before 2002 in Arizona, you're probably going to find the air conditioning ductwork is too small for the unit, especially when you get into the 4 and 5-ton units. What ends up happening is instead of getting 2,000 CFMs of air for that unit to deliver that 5 tons of cooling capacity, you end up getting 25-30% less air than you need. So you end up delivering, instead of a 5-ton, you end up delivering 3.5 tons of air conditioning to the house. So people wonder why their units turn on, turn off, they run, they never cool the house down, even though they have a house that you would think a 5-ton would cool. It's because the air conditioning is not actually being delivered to the house.
Big, big dilemmas with air conditioning systems. Not enough return air.
Number one problem.
Not enough return air.
If you have a 5-ton or a 4-ton air conditioning system and your house was built before 2002, I will bet you $100 right now, the cost of the audit, that your return's undersized.
Yep, absolutely. Why did we do that?
You know, a lot of it was not understanding the impact of pressure and airflow on duct system, on air conditioning systems, right?
Okay.
You know, and the best way for me to describe what happens when a system is running with improper airflow, and I always like to use car analogies, right? It would be the equivalent of driving your car with a flat tire, right, with a trailer on the back of it, and you're complaining about why you're not getting the 20 miles per gallon that the truck is, you know, that the vehicle is rated at. I mean, you literally. National Comfort Institute's study of over 10,000 new installs, not older units, new installs, show that the average cooling deliverance to the home was 57%. Now, you're never going to get 100%.
Right, right.
But you can get over 90 if, you know, 90, 95, if you deliver the, you pay attention to the duct systems and you pay attention to the airflow.
I wonder, did they establish what the common denominator was about that low, low ranking? It wasn't the equipment performance.
Well, let me ask you something. If I put a brand new air conditioning system on the Romero house, and I never hooked up the ductwork, how much cooling is that 5-ton delivering to your house?
Yeah, exactly.
So if I take 30% of your airflow, how much cooling have you just lost, right? So, and that's part of the reason why we see so many oversized units is because you're not actually getting what you pay for. And it drives me crazy when I hear these people buying these air conditioning units and I'm saying, you got to pay attention to what you're buying. Because if you're buying 65, 75, 80% of what you're paying for, what are you really getting?
Yeah.
And the catastrophic effect down the road is this. when your system is, when the equipment is not performing the way the manufacturer designed it to perform, all you're doing is killing that system early, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what ends up happening is when you don't have the right amount of airflow, you end up having refrigerant problems. When you have refrigerant problems, you end up having compressor failures. I mean, it's so funny. We hear about compressors failing within the warranty. 99 times out of 100, it's because of airflow problems or refrigerant issues, right? So when you're making a decision on an air conditioning unit, or if you have an existing air conditioner, you're not considering replacing it, it is imperative that you get the ductwork right. Now, to answer your question about leakage versus airflow, right? Obviously, we don't want duct leakage. We don't want duct leakage on the intake side because we're going to be sucking in attic air across that coil. We don't want duct leakage on the supply side or the exhaust side because we're going to lose the air we're paying for.
Right.
So it's important to seal it up.
Both sides.
Both
in
sides.
In and out.
In and out. But if your system is not sized correctly, right, and you seal that system up, you've basically just added weight to the trailer and made another flat tire.
You're asking it to run a marathon and only breathe through a straw.
Exactly. That is exactly the scenario. You're trying to fill your pool up with a straw, right?
Okay, so if ducts are so much a part of the problem in not getting what the equipment's designed, let's go to Marana and bring Bill in the conversation because he has a great question about a system that may not have these problems. Good morning, Bill.
Oh, good morning. Yeah, I wanted to ask, since you're talking mostly about ductwork today, what is wrong with solving the problem by going ductless?
Absolutely nothing.
It's a completely different unit.
Yeah.
And it's not something that you could put in a home that may have four or five bedrooms. You couldn't put it at one side and expect it to fill the back bedroom, the master bedroom, yeah, the bathroom, the living room, the kitchen.
It would be really expensive to put a ductless system throughout a normal single-family home. But let's say you have an office where you've got a ton of equipment in, they're a great solution. If you have a hot room and there's just no way to fix it with airflow, they're a great solution.
You know, a lot of additions we see poorly expanded ductwork.
Great solution.
Instead of having to rip open the attic and the drywall again to rerun that, just as affordable to slap on a ductless. Not
exactly.
Slap on, but
yeah,
have a qualified install.
They are a great product. It's difficult to install them throughout the house.
Well, now we're actually, isn't there a manufacturer out there now that actually is running multiple unit ductless systems?
Yes. Fujitsu has one, I believe. You can put 8 different locations on. We did a design spec house, a small custom house, and they put on the all ductless systems in. But it's not, I don't think it's the solution for everybody from a central air system. But in many applications, it's a great product.
Pretty efficient system because you're eliminating the number one area of failure in most air conditioning systems,
correct,
the ductwork.
Correct.
Is that a window unit? I've never seen one.
Well, when you check into a lot of motels and you have the unit that's on the outside wall and you just go turn it on and it's the evaporative coil, the compressor and everything right there. Does that picture?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Think of our studio at our broadcast studio, the little one that mounts in the up in the wall. That's a ductless air conditioner. Okay. Hey, I want to divert here just for a minute. Bill, we appreciate that call. I want to divert for just a minute. Here's the time of the show where I always talk about what you have to do here around the great state of Arizona. Because if you're listening to us, your home is well maintained. It's prepared for you to be able to leave for a couple days. We've been promoting the Sanderson Ford Arizona Highways and Office of Tourism Arizona Staycation. It was something we born right here at Rosie on House. There are some great opportunities for staycations. July 27th, Saturday, the Not So Gentle Tamer. It's the unveiling ceremony of the Centennial Statue up at Prescott Valley Civic Center. You can be up there. It's going to be at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning. Romy, have you decided? Are you going to let me go to that or not?
Well, you don't have an option. As much fundraising you did for that with our listeners, you're going.
We'll
get you a driver if you need one.
Hey, now you're talking. It's the Arizona State Centennial Official Project. You can find out more information on our website. And, hey, did you see where Flagstaff actually set a rainfall record one day this week?
Which is not only great for the much-needed water in Arizona, but it lifts the fire bans.
I know. Well, I don't know if it listed the one in Coconino, but I know Apache County, where Jennifer and I were at the beginning of the week, over there, the Apache Sitgreaves, the quote is actually, significant rainfall prompts lifting of emergency closures, campfire, and smoking restrictions. So you've got now that whole east side of Arizona that's now open for campers. And here's a particularly great event. On July 27th, outside the town of Eager Springerville, the Arizona Game and Fish Department is having a High Country Hummingbird Festival. It's July 27th. You can go to the Arizona Game and Fish Department website and get more information. The current edition of Arizona Highways actually has the 12 greatest camping spots. They're all established campgrounds, so I can't say I've been to very many of them because that's not particularly the way we go. Romero's usually try and find the hardest road, roughest road, longest, dirtiest road, and we set up down at the end of that, and we're kind of hermits when it comes to our camping experiences.
We are.
Kinda.
Nothing worse than camping when somebody next to you pulls up with a generator mm-hmm. that they clank all night, yapping dog.
Watch out.
That's not why you go camping.
That's right. Hey, did you also see where the road to Young, Arizona got closed?
I did.
Because?
I don't remember.
Number of bears.
Oh, wow. Yes, that is right. So that is why.
So that might be one area. That might be one area you might want to not do a remote tent site camping area. But go ahead. You can register for an Arizona staycation at rosieonthehouse.com. If you're one of the lucky winners that we draw every single month, then you get to go to Sanderson Ford and pick out a vehicle from their demo lot. We're sending Ruben in the Lincoln MKZ up to the Grand Canyon. He's going
to
be on the train. So that's just one example. You pick the car at Sanderson Ford. Jennifer throws a gas card in the dashboard so you don't have to put any money in the gas tank. You tell us where you want to go in Arizona, and we work with our friends at Arizona Highways and the Office of Tourism. We get the lodging and the meals taken care of as much as possible. Many people we've sent on these trips, they haven't had to take a dime out of their pockets. So register to win only at rosieonthehouse.com. That's the Arizona Staycation, brought to you by Sanderson Ford and Arizona Highways Magazine, as well as us here at Rosie on the House. It was my idea. I talked them all into it.